Kim by Rudyard Kipling. Chapter 1. O ye who tread the narrow way by Topheth Flare to Judgment Day, be gentle when the heathen pray to Buddha at Kamakura. He sat, in defiance of municipal orders, astride the gun Zamzama on her brick platform opposite the old Ajabgir, the Wonder House, as the natives call the Lahore Museum. Who hold Zamzama, that fire-breathing dragon, hold the Punjab, for the great green bronze piece is always first of the conqueror's loot. There was some justification for Kim. He had kicked Lala Dinanath's boy off the trunnions, since the English held the Punjab, and Kim was English. Though he was burned black as any native, though he spoke the vernacular by preference, and his mother tongue in a clipped, uncertain sing-song, though he consorted on terms of perfect equality with the small boys of the bazaar, Kim was white. A poor white, of the very poorest. The half-caste woman who looked after him, she smoked opium and pretended to keep a second-hand furniture shop by the square where the cheap cabs wait, told the missionaries that she was Kim's mother's sister. But his mother had been nursemaid in a colonel's family and had married Kimball O'Hara, a young colour sergeant of the Mavericks, an Irish regiment. He afterwards took a post on the Sindh, Punjab and Delhi Railway, and his regiment went home without him. The wife died of cholera in Firozpur, and O'Hara fell to drink and loafing up and down the line with the keen-eyed three-year-old baby. Societies and chaplains, anxious for the child, tried to catch him, but O'Hara drifted away.